Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. The Chumash records the laws of the Yamim Tovim in three different parashios. What do you do? The Torah records the dinim of the Yamim Tovim in three different parashios. First in Parshas Emor, and then in Parshas Pinchas, and then in Parshas Re'eh, in Chumash Devarim. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah talks about Pesach. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. When it mentions about Pesach, we should eat matzah, we should eat chametz. So the Torah says, L'man tizkar sehem tzeizchem yeretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. The purpose of observing the Yontav of Pesach, we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. The simple pshat in the pasuk is that we should observe Pesach once a year, and by observing Pesach, we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. The Tanoim had a tradition of the Torah Shebal Peh that the word Tizkor doesn't, in the pasuk, has an additional meaning. Not only does it mean we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, Laman Tizkor means Laman Taskir. We should mention, we should speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like we have the pasuk in Aseres Adibur, Zocher Siyam Shabbos Lekadsho. So we usually translate Zocher, remember the day of Shabbos, to keep it holy. So Torah Shebal Peh has a tradition that there's an additional level of interpretation. Zocher means mention Shabbos. We should recite Kiddush. That's the source of the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Gemara says that Kiddush is a min HaTorah. Zocher means Lahaska. The same in Kriyas and Megillah. Where does it say in the Megillah you have to read the Megillah? That never says explicitly. That's the most popular mitzvah on Purim, is to read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Hayamim Ha'ele, these 2 days of Purim, the 14th and the 15th of Purim, Purim and Shushan Purim, Hayamim Ha'ele, Nizkarim v'na'asim. So the word Nizkarim, according to the Torah Shebal Peh, means the days are spoken of. Not that it's remembered, but rather the days are spoken of. So here also, the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh lists off all the Yamim Tovim, and it says we should observe Pesach in order that we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. So the Torah Shebal Peh understands an additional level of interpretation. We should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. The Tanoim had a dispute whether this mitzvah only applies in the daytime. In Shachris, after saying Shema V'Hayoyim Shema, we recite Vayomer, the third parsha. So the third parsha is recited because of the concluding pasuk. We should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. So in the days of the Tanoim, there was a dispute whether Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies in the daytime, because the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh reads, all of the days of your life. Maybe it only applies in the daytime, maybe it doesn't apply at nighttime. So there was a machlokes haTanoim regarding the word kol. Whenever the word kol appears in Chumash, the Torah Shebal Peh understands that there's a riba here. It's including something that you wouldn't have known otherwise. So here there was a dispute whether the word kol, we mentioned this in the Haggadah. In number 6 of the, they have selected sections on the Haggadah here, number 6 of the Mar Mekaymas. So the Tana Rav Loza ben Azari has a machlokes with the other Tanoim. What is the word kol? Marbe. Is it Marbe Halelos? That not only do you have to recite the third parsha of Shema in Shachris, you have to recite the third parsha of Shema in Marbe as well. Kol is Lahavi Halelos. Or maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies in Shachris in the daytime. Kol Yimei Chayecha. At nighttime there is no obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the word kol means Lahavi Lemois HaMashiach. Even though there will be a Gulo Hasido, and at the time of the Agulo Hasido, the Novi says, we will no longer speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nisim and the flaws that occurred on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be forgotten about, because the Gulo Hasido will be much greater than the Gulo Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim say, Imechayecha hoyle mazeh, kol yimechayecha l'havi l'mois ha-mashiach. That even though the Navi says that the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be, the Nisim will be dwarfed by the Gulo Hasida, nonetheless, the obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day will continue even the Mois HaMashiach. So there's a double dispute among the Tanaim here. What is the word kol marbe? We're talking about the drosha of the Torah Shebal Peh. We're not talking about Tzipitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. We'll get to that. That's what the Agada is all about. Tzipitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. We're talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim, which applies every day of the year, according to the drush of the Torah Shemal Peh. Laman Tizkar means Laman Tazkir. We should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Koyim Echayecha every day of our lives. That's the third parsha of Shema. And the Tanaim have a dispute. What is the word kol being marbe? So one Tana says it's marbe lelos, and it's not marbe lemos haMashiach. After Mashiach comes, after the Gula Hasida, there will no longer be this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It'll be forgotten about. And the other Tanaim disagree. They say no, even lemos haMashiach, the mitzvah will apply. The word kol comes lahavi lemos haMashiach, and balayla the mitzvah doesn't apply. So the accepted opinion is those who ever daven Ma'ariv. Everybody knows when you daven Ma'ariv, we see the three parshios of Shema as well. Not only in Shacharis, those who daven Shacharis know that the third parsha of Shema is recited because of the concluding pasuk Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. We recite the third parsha of Shema by Ma'ariv as well. So the accepted opinion is that the mitzvah applies every day and every night. Shacharis and Ma'ariv, we recite the third parsha, and Limos HaMashiach, this mitzvah will no longer apply. No longer be a mitzvah of Zechiras Tzitzias Mitzrayim. So the question begs, if every day and every night of the year there is an obligation to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what is the big deal on Pesach night that there's a mitzvah of Haggadah, Tzitzias Mitzrayim? Every day, every night of the year there's such a mitzvah. If you would have accepted the opinion that by Laila you never say the third parsha of Shema, then we understand that Leil HaSeder, the night of Pesach, you have to say Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. But we paskin halach l'maisa that we do say the third parsha of Shema every night. So what's different on Pesach night? So the commentaries on the Haggadah explain that there are several differences. The main difference is kol amar b'lesaper hareza mishubach, that the mitzvah that's fulfilled every day and every night can be fulfilled by just reciting one line. Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. We say b'kitzer, and on Pesach night we say kol amar b'lesaper hareza mishubach. How do we know that this is so? That kol amar b'lesaper hareza mishubach, because we tell a story about the Tanoim, number 5 of the Mar Mekaymus. All of the Tanoim were together after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they wouldn't be in Bnei Brak, they would be in Yerushalayim participating in the Korban Pesach. It was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They all gathered together, all night long. Why were they wasting their time to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim all night long? Obviously, kalamar b'lesaper, hareza mishubach. We learn halachas when we tell stories about tzaddikim. We infer halachas from the stories. When you tell all the stories about professors, or about judges, about presidents of countries, about congressmen, you cannot necessarily learn a way of living. But when we tell all the stories about tzaddikim, so we assume all of their stories are relevant halacha l'maisa. And if you have a rabbi who is known to violate mitzvahs of the Torah, so we shouldn't tell over any stories from him. He's not considered one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. The Gemara says, if you have a rabbi who violates Pasakum, or a rabbi who violates any Din Derabbanan, you're not allowed to say any halachas in his name. He loses his status as one of the Chachmei HaMasorah. So we tell the story about the Tanoim, that they stayed up all night telling in Tzias Mitzrayim to infer the halacha. Kol amar b'lesapa hareza meshubach. This is one of the differences between the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, as opposed to the mitzvah all year long of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim just means to mention briefly, to say the concluding pasuk in the third parsha of Vayomer. The mantiska is here, kol yimecha yecha hayamin, kol yimecha yecha halilos. But on Pesach night, we tell the story by Richas. There are other differences also, several other differences between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, as opposed to Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chumash describes the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim at Pesach night as being fulfilled derech she'ela or tshuva regarding the mitzvah halayla. The children ask the parents, Mo havoida azos lachem, or mazos, why are we eating matzah? Why are we eating maror? So lechatchila, the correct way to fulfill a mitzvah on Pesach night is derech she'ela tshuva lacherim, to talk to others, and the others should pose the question, what are the mitzvahs all about on Pesach night? And the one who's answering, the adult, should answer, by explaining all about Yetzias Mitzrayim and giving the punchline should be, that's why we eat matzah, mar, and korban Pesach. So that's what the, in number three of the Mar Mekaymas, those are what the questions are all about. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the first question was, why do we eat korban Pesach? Today we no longer have a Beis Hamikdash, no longer korban Pesach. So we only ask the questions regarding the mitzvahs that we do fulfill. So we ask, why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat maror? Then we say, why do we eat the haseba? Why do we lean on the left side? This is a mitzvah midirabbanan. This doesn't appear in Chumash to eat the matzah leaning on the left side. This is a mitzvah midirabbanan. The mitzvah is b'chol dar v'dor chai v'adam laharas esatzma. A person has to demonstrate kilu hu yotzem mitzrayim. How does one demonstrate? As if he just became a ben chorin. So the Rambam explains there are two parts to the mitzvah. One part is to have arba kosos. Free people can drink a toast. Slaves are just given food to eat for nourishment. They're not given any drinks. They drink l'chaim. So we drink four toasts on Pesach night, arba kosos, and we eat the haseba to demonstrate that we are ben chorin. So that's the fourth of the four questions. We ask about the mitzvah midirabbanan of misubin. Misubin is one mitzvah together with arba kosos, so that's why we don't ask about the arba kosos. These are the two parts of the same mitzvah. Then we also ask about matbilim. How come at Pesach night we are matbilim? Halayla hazeh shtei pamim. What's the mitzvah of matbilim? Matbilim is also not a mitzvah in the Chumash, that's a mitzvah midirabbanan. What mitzvah is that? That's the mitzvah of charoses. So the Tanoim had a dispute whether charoses is a mitzvah or it's only for medical purposes. So one opinion was that the maror should be dipped into charoses because they may have some bugs on the maror. There are kosher bugs and non-kosher bugs. So some of the bugs are kosher. But if you're going to swallow the maror with the bugs that are still alive, they're going to be crawling around in your stomach. It's not going to be too healthy. So the Tanoim recommended that you should dip the maror into charoses to kill the bugs. And that way it'll be healthier. Okay, so that was one opinion. The whole purpose of the charoses is only to kill the bugs, that it's for health purposes. And the accepted opinion is otherwise. The accepted opinion is that the dipping of the mor into the charoses has nothing to do with the health. The reason, it's zecher to something. It's some kind of a mitzvah or another midirabbanan. What is it a zecher to? Charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanan. So there are three opinions in the Gemara. What the mitzvah is supposed to be reminiscing about. One opinion is that the maror is supposed to be zecher letit. It's supposed to remind us of the cement that our ancestors used to make all of those pyramids, to make the Ori Miskenos Lefaro. They were building in Egypt. So that's what the Gemara says. The charoses should be thick like cement. Then the other opinion in the Gemara is that it's zecher letapuach, to reminisce about the tapuach trees. What does that mean? There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Tachas HaTapur HaRaticha, that the husbands were working so hard in Egypt, they weren't interested in having any children, they weren't interested in being with their wives, and the wives would make love to the husbands under the Tapuach tree, and we want to, if not for that, there wouldn't be any Jewish people. We would have disappeared in Egypt. So we want to reminisce about that, so we have Tapuach in the charoses. What exactly is tapuach? That people usually assume, in modern Hebrew, tapuach means an apple, and people usually assume that that's the main ingredient in the charoses. Tosfos comments on a different Gemara, in a different context, that tapuach in biblical Hebrew does not mean an apple. Some claim that apples didn't exist in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, who wrote that Shir HaShirim. There weren't a tapuachim in the sense of apples. Tapuach in the Gemara seems pretty clearly means a citrus fruit. Because the Gemara says, because the purpose of the charoses is supposed to be zecher letapuach, to reminisce about the tapuach tree, that the wives were making love to the husbands onto the tapuach tree, and that's what kept the Jewish people going. So that's why the charoses should have a sharp, tangy flavor to it, like a citrus fruit, like a tapuach. So it's clear from the Gemara that the tapuach that they're talking about is not an apple, it's an orange or something like that. A grapefruit, some kind of a citrus fruit. And then the third reason that's given by the Talmud Yerushalmi for having a takonim midirabbanan of charoses, it's zecher to something or another. The third reason is that it's zecher ledam, to remember all of the Jewish blood that was spilled. So you have to have red wine to mix in. So in the Shulchan Aruch, They say like this: first, you should have charoses that should be thick. We should reminisce, we should remind ourselves about the cement that our forefathers, our ancestors, used to use to build the pyramids in Egypt. And then before you dip in the charoses, you should pour in a lot of red wine. That should be zecher l'dam. And one of the ingredients, the main ingredient, or a significant ingredient in the charoses, should be a citrus fruit to have this sharp, tangy flavor to reminisce about the fact zecher l'tapuach. So that's probably the third of the four questions. Each one of the questions represents one of the different mitzvahs. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there were five questions. They asked about the Korban Pesach. Today, we don't have Korban Pesach, so we ask about the mitzvah of matzah, we ask about the mitzvah of moror, we ask about the mitzvah of mesubin. Mesubin, together with arba kosher, constitute one mitzvah, the mitzvah of chayav adam laharas esatzmo kiluhu yotzeh mimitzrayim, to demonstrate that we have been echorin. And then the remaining mitzvah is the mitzvah of matbilin. What is matbilin? Matbilin refers to the charoses, which we have accepted the view of the Tana that charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanan, a zecher to something or another, and we do all of the three zechers: a zecher ledam, a zecher letapuach, a zecher letid. So the structure of the Haggadah is, because on Pesach night, in addition to the mitzvah that we have all year long of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there are differences between Sipur on Pesach night and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim all year long. So one difference is that all year long we say Bekitzer, we just recite the concluding Pasuk in the third parsha of Shema, and Vayayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, etc. On Pesach night we have Amar Belasapa, we tell Barichas. Another difference is that on Pesach night, the mitzvah, every night when we say Kriyashma, we talk to ourselves, we're not talking to someone else. We don't speak loud enough that someone else should hear our reciting of Kriyashma. On Pesach night, we're supposed to tell a story to others. Derech Sheila Tshuva. Someone should raise questions regarding the mitzvah Salaila. That's where it's described in the Chumash. And the father of the household, or whoever, should give the answers to the questions, what are the mitzvahs all about, by telling the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The punchline, of course, is that when we get far enough, we say, Rabbi Gamliel Ha'yoyim HaKol Shalom HaShlosh HaDor HaMayla B'Pesach, number 11, Lo Yotze Yidei Chai Vosoi. The fulfillment, Lo Yotze Yidei Chai Vosoi. Which mitzvah is he not Yotze? He's not Yotze in the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. The way to correctly fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim is to explain Pesach shehoyah abaseinu ochlam al shema. Why did our forefathers eat the korban Pesach? Matzah zu shehoyah ochlam, and mor zeh shehoyah ochlam. We have to tell the story to others. Derech sheila tshuva regarding the mitzvahs halaylo. The Torah Shebal Peh, whenever the word zeh appears in Tanakh, it has a connotation of being able to demonstrate something. You show something to the listeners. For example, we just read 2 weeks ago Parsha Sachodesh, the Shabbos Parsha Sachodesh, before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. So the simple translation of the Pasuk is that this month, the month of Nissan, is HaChodesh HaRishon. This is the first month. The Jewish calendar should be set up in such a way as to always remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The year begins with the month of Nissan. What we call Rosh Hashanah is the Chodesh HaShvi. That's the seventh month. Tishvei is the seventh month. Nisan is the first month. But that's the simple Pshut Roshon Mikra. But the Torah Shebal Peh understands that the word Zeh refers to something that you can point to, something you can see. So Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes from the Gemara that HaChodesh HaZalachem is referring to the moon. HaKodesh Baruch showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon. And he said, when you'll be able to see the moon with this size, you should declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, the Talmud puts all of these together. Similarly, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah. This is the way you should make the menorah in the Mishkan. So why does it say V'zeh? V'zeh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a vision of the menorah, what it's supposed to look like. And he had to make the menorah exactly according to that vision. Similarly, the Pasuk says, regarding Machtas HaShekel, Zeh Yitnu Kol Ha'ever Al-Kudim. So Zeh refers to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a Matbeah Shalesh. Whenever it says Zeh, it means something was demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, when they recited Oz Yoshev, so they said, Zeh Keli V'Anvehu. So the rabbis have a tradition. Zeh refers to the fact that they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He doesn't have a body. So there was a Gilui Shechina. What does it mean, a Gilui Shechina? So the Rambam explains in the Mor of the Book, Gilui Shechina means that there was some divine heavenly light that they recognized was not from this world. It wasn't the regular light from an electric bulb or from a candle. It wasn't the sun shining or the moon shining. It was some kind of a divine Ruch Nizdika light. And the pasuk says, "La silava v'yama v'yam ha'hu hineru akena zeh kibina lava yoshienu." So the rabbis also understand that's a pasuk in Navi. The word has a connotation of something that you can see. La silava Hakadosh Baruch Hu will have a dance with the tzaddik, and they'll all dance in a circle, and the Shechina will be in the middle, and everyone will point to the middle. There'll be some divine light, and they'll all say, "Hineru akena zeh kibina lava yoshienu." So here also in the Haggadah, we quote the pasuk. Babu Zeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, and the word Zeh has a connotation. Babu Zeh Lo Amarti Ela B'shosh Yesh Matzah Umoror Menochem Lefonecha. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim that we fulfill on Pesach night can only be fulfilled in connection with the mitzvah Salayla. The correct way to fulfill the mitzvah is that someone should ask us regarding the mitzvahs, why do we eat Korban Pesach? Or if there's no Korban Pesach, why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat morah? Why do we eat the haseba? Why do we drink abrikosis? Why do we have charoses? And then we should tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim as an answer to the questions. So the mitzvah of Sipei Yetzias Mitzrayim, this special mitzvah, only exists if you have some other mitzvahs there. Babu Zeh, Osash Zeh means something you pick up and you demonstrate. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, they had the Korban Pesach. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Korban Pesach, and Morar is only Midirabonim. The Gemara says, Morar is only a mitzvah in HaTorah in conjunction with Korban Pesach. There's no Korban Pesach, Morar is only instituted Midirabonim, Zechel HaMikdash. We should remember the fact that in the days of the Bizman HaMikdash, there used to be a mitzvah of Morar. What about Matzah Bizman HaZeh? So the Gemara in the end of Pesachim has a dispute whether matzah today is also only midirabbanon. So you left, everything is only midirabbanon. So if the matzah is only midirabbanon, the morah is only midirabbanon, the whole Haggadah, the whole CPTS Mitzrayim is only midirabbanon, because there is no Babu Zeh. What are you going to demonstrate? Charoses, Arbakaisis. That's only midirabbanon. You have to be able to demonstrate some mitzvah min HaTorah. The redeeming factor is that we don't accept that opinion. We pask on the matzah bezman hazeh is there raisin. Even though Morah is only Midrabbanan, Morah is only a mitzvah min HaTorah in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. Matzah is a mitzvah min HaTorah even without Korban Pesach. So because of the fact that matzah is min HaTorah and we live in a free country and we have matzah, there were years that the Jews in Siberia didn't have any matzah, they didn't have anything, they had a lot of morah, but they didn't have any matzah. So there was the mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim min HaTorah. We are fortunate that we live in a free country, and we have matzah, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah, so we're able to pick up the matzah and say, Babu Zeh. So the mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim is min HaTorah today. If we would have accepted, the Gemara said, if we would have accepted the opinion that matzah bizman HaZeh is only by the Rabbanon, that there wouldn't have been any Babu Zeh. So there wouldn't be any, the whole mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim is to tell the story of Tzias Mitzrayim by way of explaining the mitzvah salayla. If there's no mitzvah salayla min HaTorah, so there's no CPTS Mitzrayim min HaTorah. One of the other differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on every day and every night of the year, as opposed to CPTS Mitzrayim on Pesach night, and then another difference on the level of Deraisa is that on Pesach night we say, number 12, and this is a biblical mitzvah. This is the most difficult mitzvah. To eat matzah, not so difficult. To eat morah is not so difficult. To drink the abrikosis and to lean on the left side is not so difficult. But the mitzvah in our Torah to have the attitude, kiilu yotzanim in Mitzrayim, that's the most difficult. We always think there are always revolutions. The world keeps on changing. So we're supposed to have the attitude on Pesach night. This is based on Pesukim in Chumash. This is a biblical obligation that Ila lahot Yakarish Bochas Havasenim in Mitzrayim Harayanu Avaneinu Avaneinu Mishabadim Hayinu Lefarim in Mitzrayim. We would still be in Egypt. It's hard for us to fathom that. There's so many revolutions in the world. None of the countries remain the same. This is a Maisa from 3,000 years ago. But that's the attitude we're supposed to have on Pesach night. All year long, you don't have such an obligation. Every day and every night when you say that, the concluding pasuk in the third parasha of Shema, you have to have the feeling as if you just left Egypt now. No. He just recites the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He mentioned it b'kitzur. On Pesach night, we're supposed to have the attitude, Kilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim, and therefore, lefichach anachna chayovim lahalel. That's why we are obligated to recite Hallel, because as if we just left Egypt tonight, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day of the year, we don't say Hallel. We just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. On Pesach night, we have the obligation, Liris esatzmu kilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim, lefichach anachna chayovim lehalel. Exactly what is the nature of the Hallel on Pesach night? So the Mishnah in Sochem mentions that Hallel has to be recited twice every year. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, Hallel was recited at the time of HaKrovas Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach in the afternoon when the Korban Pesach was offered. And then Hallel had to be recited a second time again in connection with the Achila, connection with eating of the Korban Pesach. What do you mean? You say Hallel while you're chewing the Korban Pesach? The Gemara is very strict. People today are not careful. The Gemara is very strict. You're not allowed to talk while you're eating. You're not allowed to talk to someone else who is eating. Even though you're not eating, you're not allowed to get him to talk. You're not allowed to talk to someone else because he may respond. He may comment on something that you're saying. The Gemara has the expression, emischin. Besochas to the lasich means to get someone else to talk. You're not allowed to talk. That's a double poshut. You're not allowed to talk when you eat, and you're not allowed to get someone else to talk. So how does the Mishnah say that the Korban Pesach has to have Hallel b'shas achila? So the Mishnah explains, it doesn't mean while you're eating. You recite half of the Hallel before the meal and half of the Hallel after the meal to be koveya the meal as a Sudas Haidoya. There is an institution of Sudas Haidoya. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we eat a filling meal, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact celebrate the 50th wedding anniversary, celebrate our birthday, you celebrate graduation, whatever we want to express gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all have what to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu about. That's the institution of the Sudas HaYedoya. Someone is sick and they have a refuah, so they celebrate the Sudas HaYedoya. This is the institution of Korban Taida. The Chumash has, if a person wants to express his gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings a shlamim. Usually a Korban shlamim is eaten 2 days. Bring a Korban shlamim on Sunday. So you eat the Korban today, tonight, and tomorrow till Shkia. That's called Shnei Yamim V'Laila Echad. If you bring a Korban Taida, a Thanksgiving offering of a Shlamim, it can only be eaten Yom V'Laila. It can only be eaten today and tonight. It means you have to invite twice as many people to eat. Why do you want to invite twice as many people? Because you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of a larger group of people. So that's the institution of Sudas Haidoya. It's based on the Pasuk and Chumash of Korban Taida. So that's on Pesach night, we recite part of the Hallel before the meal and part of the Hallel after the meal. The main part of the Hallel is the Hallel that's after the meal, because the Gemara has different types of Hallel. Here we're talking about Hallel B'Shas HaYeshua. We have feel as if B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liris HaSatzmo Kilu Hu Yotzem in Mitzrayim. We have the attitude as if we just left Egypt now. So this is a Hallel B'Shas HaYeshua, Hallel B'Shas HaNes. The Hallel that we recite on Chanukah is Hallel Zechel Anes. The Anes occurred, we had a Yeshua 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. But when the Jews crossed over the Yam Suf, so they recited Oz Yashir, and the Chumash records the fact that they said Oz Yashir to imply that this is the correct thing to do. When a person experiences a Yeshua, so he has an obligation to recite Hallel. It should be spontaneous. That's why the Hallel that we recite on Pesach night, we don't recite a bracha in advance. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvaso v'tzivanu, likro es ha-Hallel. How come we don't say a bracha? So the commentaries on the Gemara explain, this Hallel is supposed to be a spontaneous Hallel. You're going to say a bracha. I'm saying Hallel because you commanded me to say Hallel. You commanded me to thank you. You should say thank you on your own. You should understand on your own. So Hallel, the Shas HaYeshua, is supposed to be a spontaneous Hallel. So that's the official explanation why one does not recite bracha prior to the Hallel. And the main part of the Hallel really is the Hallel that we recite after the meal. The Mishnah in Tainus tells that when there would be Atziras Geshamin, when there wouldn't be any rain in Eretz Yisrael, it's a big tzara. Nothing is going to grow. The animals are going to die. There won't be any food. The people can die. It's going to be a big sakana. So whenever there's Atziras Geshamin, so the Bezin would be Goyza Tainus. They would instruct everyone to fast Taneisim and to pray Takodesh Baruch Hu that it should rain. So the Mishnah says, what happens if they're fasting and the rain starts before Chatzos. If the rain comes after Chatzos in the afternoon, so then they have to fast till the end of the day. But if it starts to rain before Chatzos, so then the Mishnah says everybody goes home and they eat, they can break the fast, and then they should gather together in shul and recite Hallel. So the Gemara asks, why do they go home and eat and then come back to shul and say Hallel? Why don't they say, how long is the Hallel going to take? It's not like Shlomo Kalbach, it could take 2 hours. It's going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the whole Hallel. So why don't they gather together in shul, say the Hallel, and then they go eat? It's before Chatzos. They're not so starving, they're not so hungry. So the Gemara says, no, this is a Hallel B'Shas HaYeshua. Hallel B'Shas HaYeshua, Ein Omrim Hallel El Al Keres Maleo V'Nefesh Tzedeyo. You have to be in a good mood when you say that Hallel. So first you eat the meal, and then when you're not starving, then you'll be able to sing the Hallel with a proper mood. So on Pesach night, the commentaries on the Gemara point out, Pesach night, it's a Hallel B'Shas HaYeshua. We're supposed to recite Hallel because B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayavarim Liris HaSatzmo. Kilhu Yotza, as if now we just left Egypt. We're supposed to have the attitude as if we just left now. L'fichach anachna chayovim v'halel. That's why we have an obligation to recite Hallel. So the main Hallel really is the Hallel that you say after the meal. It's unfortunate a lot of people don't have a niggun for the Hallel, so they run through the second part of the Hallel. The more important part of the Hallel is the second part. The first part of the Hallel is just to say a little bit before you begin the meal, to be kaveh in the meal as a sudas hoidoya. We say a little bit before, but the bulk of the Hallel is really after the meal. The Mishnah says, that the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night has to be fulfilled in a specific fashion. This is already midrabbanan, this is not in our Torah. The way to fulfill it is by reciting Mikra Mikurim and giving the running commentary of the Torah Shebal Peh on each phrase in the Pasuk. We recite our Ami Ovidoiva Vayerid Mitzrayim, we say Pasuk by Pasuk, we say a pasuk, and then we break down the pasuk to its phrases, and on every phrase we give the commentary of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Mishnah says we recite Arami Adavi, the Dorsha. Dorsha means we give the drushas of the Torah Shebal Peh. Many times the drushas of the Torah Shebal Peh give an additional level of interpretation that is not at all lefi pshuto, that you wouldn't have thought that that's what the pasuk means at all. So because this is a special midrabbanan, this is a special form of Talmud Torah, one cannot merely fulfill a mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim by telling over the story. You have to fulfill the mitzvah by a special form of Talmud Torah, by reciting Torah Shebichzav and combining it with the drushas of the Torah Shebal Peh. So we have a din, let's say a person comes to shul on a regular Monday or Thursday morning, on Shabbos morning, and he recites Birchas HaTorah, and then they call him up to get an aliyah. So he repeats again Birchas HaTorah. What is he saying again Birchas HaTorah? He just said Birchas HaTorah before he starts davening. So the answer is that Kriyas HaTorah is a new specific form of Talmud Torah. When the person recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he can fulfill Talmud Torah however he wants. He can be Mav Sedra, he can say Ezel Mekoyman. Usually you recite Birchas HaTorah before Ezel Mekoyman. He can recite Mishnayos, he can learn Gemara, Daf Yomi, whatever he wants. When it comes Monday or Thursday or Shabbos morning, there's a specific takana to fulfill Talmud Torah in a specific form by having Kriyas HaTorah. So that's why a new Birchas HaTorah is required. And that person just said Birchas HaTorah, he has to say, when he gets an Aliyah, he has to say another Birchas HaTorah. So this was the Takanas Chachamim on Pesach night, and number 7 of the Mar Mekoymes. We recite before we start the Haggadah, we recite again a Birchas HaTorah. Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasim Torah Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah. It's basically a form of Birchas HaTorah. So the commentaries on Haggadah explain, why are you saying another Birchas HaTorah? We said in the morning, before we started davening Shacharis, we recited Birchas HaTorah already. So the answer is, just like if a person gets an Aliyah, this is a new specific form of Talmud Torah that's required midrabbanan, namely to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So on Pesach night, this too is midrabbanan, to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim with a specific form of Talmud Torah, namely combining drushas of the Torah Shebal Peh with the psukim of Mikra Bikurim. Why did the Chachamim choose Dafka Mikra Bikurim? Why shouldn't we read Shmos Ve'erabai B'Shalach? We should read the first 4 parshiyos in Chumash Mos. That's all about Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we pick the parsha from Parshas Kisavai about Mikra Bikur Marami Avidovi? So the Mepharshim explained why. Then on Pesach night, Bechol Dovador Chai Bottom Liris Asad from Kili Yotzim in time, Fichach Anachna Hayolim Lahalel, we are obligated to express our gratitude towards our Kodesh Baruch Hu. All year long, you just mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim briefly, in the concluding Pasuk of the third Parsha of Shema. On Pesach night, you have to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to express our gratitude. So the Parsha of Arami Yobed Ali is for the purpose of being Makir Toiva to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's probably why, that's what the commentaries on the Haggadah say, that's probably the reason why the Chachamim insisted that the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah is by reciting the Parsha of Rami Avid Avi, which is for the purpose of expressing HaKoras HaToiv, that we're not Kfuyei Toiva. That's how it begins, before Rami Avid Avi. So we have to choose, the Tanoim chose that Parsha, and they said we should combine the drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh together with the psukim. The Mishnah says that at the conclusion of the second half of the halal, the more important half of the halal, at the end of the meal, we should recite Birchas Hashir. The framework of the whole Haggadah is that there are four brachas halakos. When you recite Kiddush, that's a bracha halakos. You hold a cup of wine, you recite a bracha. When you say Havdalah last night, it's a bracha halakos. Sometimes you recite Birchas Hamazon over a cup of wine. When you get married, the rabbi recites a bracha under the chuppah, Birchas Erisin, Sheva brachas, you recite bracha halakos. So on Pesach night, there are four brachas halakos, and this is the outline, this is the framework of the whole Haggadah. The first is Kiddush halakos. Every Shabbos and Yontav, you have Kiddush halakos. Then you recite a section of the Haggadah, then you recite the bracha Sher Gi'alonu. In many of the Haggadahs, perhaps most of the Haggadahs, they have inserted, the Hasidim have inserted their lines that before you're about to drink the first cup of wine, you say, Hidin Muchan Mazum Alakai Mitzvah, Kiddush, and so on. The Nadi Behuda was a rabbi, famous rabbi, who lived in Prague in the 1700s. His wife was a cousin of the Baal Shem Tov. Before he was the rabbi in Prague, he lived in the same village with the Baal Shem Tov. He was very opposed to the whole movement of Hasidus, and he was very opposed to the reciting Hinnin Muchan Mazuma. Years ago, only the rabbi had an esrig on Sukkot. The Balabatim couldn't afford it, so everybody had to come to the rabbi, and the rabbi had to give him a matan amanas lahachzer. The first 2 days, the esrig has to belong to you. So whenever the Nadi Yehuda writes in his sefer and his tshuvas, whenever one of the Balabatim would start reciting Hinnin Muchan Mazuma, he would take back the esrig. So he doesn't give Hasid. He doesn't hold this against the din. You're not supposed to say Hinnin Muchan Mazuma. But the Hasidim succeeded in printing it in most of the Haggadahs. It says Hinnin Muchan Mazuma. Okay. The world doesn't come to an end if you do say. But the world may come to an end if you say it in the wrong place. So if you look, I don't have this printed out here. If you look at this, when you drink the second cup of wine, so the first bracha HaKos is Kiddush. So no one's going to say Hinnin Muchan Mazuma after Kiddush before you drink the wine. You're not allowed to be mafsik then. So those who want to say Hinnin Muchan Mazuma, they say it before you start saying the Kiddush. When you have the second cup of wine, see, my children went to Breuers, and they all use this Haggadah. This is Nusach Svarda, you should know. This has Nusach Svarda, it's not Nusach Ashkenaz. And they left out the Hinnin Muchan Mazumans. So on the second cup of wine, in many of the Haggadahs, it says the Bracha Sher Gi'alonu, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then they have printed Hinnin Muchan Mazumans to fulfill the Koisheni, and then you say Baruch Piyah Gofen, and you drink the wine. If one wants to say Hinnin Muchan Mazuma, that's not the time to say it. In between the Bracha Goal Yisrael and Bar Pi Agafen is the Hepsik in the middle of the Bracha Lakos. You're not supposed to say it there. If one wants to say it, he should say it before he starts the Bracha Asher Gi'alanu B'Goal HaSavaseinu Mimitzrayim. The same is true regarding the third in the fourth kos of wine. The third kos of wine is Birchas Hamazon Alakos. So you say Birchas Hamazon, then you say Bar Pi Agafen right away. There's even a dispute in the tour. Tur was the son of the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch is patterned after the Tur. So the Tur quotes that his brother Rabbein Yehuda ben Arosh insisted that when you bench Birchas Hamazon al Hakos, you should only say till the Olam Aleich Hasreinu, that's the end of the benching, and say right away Bar Pi Hagofen. All the Harachmans are added later by the Gaonim, and the brother of the Turba is of the opinion that's a hepsik, you shouldn't even say the Harachmans. The common practice is like the Tur, that since we all year long we add on all of these additional bakashas, harachman, yimocholena b'kavan, and so on, so it's considered a longer version of the Birchas Hamazon. So it's not a hefsek, but after you finish all the harachmans, you shouldn't say hinin muchan mezuman and then say bar pi hagofen. If you want to say hinin muchan mezuman, you say it before you start benching. You don't say in between the Birchas Hamazon and the bar pi hagofen. The same thing, the fourth cup. The fourth cup of wine, we recite Birchas Hashir. So you hold a cup of wine, you say the bracha, then you say bar pi hagofen. You don't say hinin muchan mezuman in between nishmas kol chai and the bar pi hagofen. Either you leave it out completely, if you're not chassidish, you leave it out completely. And if Hasidim want to say Hinei Mukhan Mezuman, they should say it before they start saying the whole Birchas Hashir. What exactly is the Birchas Hashir? The Mishnah says the fourth cup of wine we should complete after Birchas Hamazon is the third cup of wine, and then the fourth cup of wine we should recite Birchas Hashir. What exactly is Birchas Hashir? So the Gemara has a dispute, and then the commentaries on the Gemara say we practice both. So one opinion is that just like all year long at the conclusion of Hallel, we recite Yehallelucha, the concluding paragraph. On Pesach night as well, we should recite Yehallelucha. So Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? All year long we say Yehallelucha when we complete the Hallel. So Manishtan Halayla, of course on Pesach we're going to say Yehallelucha. So Tosfos explains, no, the Mishnah Megillah says that the bracha that one recites before Hallel, all year long, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah Sovet Tzivanu, that's obligatory. That's a birchas hamitzvah. But the bracha of Yehallelucha that's recited at the conclusion of the Hallel was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but it was composed as an optional bracha. If the minhag hamakom is to say it, then you say it. If the minhag hamakom is not to say it, so you don't have to say Yehallelucha. So here the Mishnah tells us on a Pesach night, it doesn't depend on the minhag hamakom. Even if you're a community, they never say Yehallelucha all year long at the conclusion of the Hallel. On Pesach night, you have to say Yehallelucha. So the one opinion is that the Birchas Hashir is the concluding bracha Yehallelucha, which we say all year long. Then the Gemara has another opinion that is not really Yehallelucha, but it's rather Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. That's called the Birchas Hashir. It's one long bracha that begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. We have the practice in Shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Somebody, you send up a chazan who says Psukah de Zimra, then the new chazan takes over by Shochenad or Hakel, Satsumos Zecha. He takes over there. It's a very strange minhag. In many communities, many Hasidic communities, the chazan that takes over for Shochenad starts from the Shmas Kol Chai, because the Shochenad is the middle of a whole bracha. The bracha begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. That's how the Mishnah calls it. This is called Birchas Hashir. The Chayodan quotes the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Chayodan was a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. He was a dayan of Vilna, the same time as the Vilna Gaon. So he writes that a lot of people know if they come late to shul, so they have to abridge Pesukah de Zimra to catch up with the Tzibur. So either you abridge Pesukah de Zimra, so one says briefly, you say Baruch Shomer Ashrei, and you say Yishtabach. Unfortunately, the children are taught this in school at a very young age, so they know how to abridge Pesukah de Zimra all the time. Maybe we shouldn't tell them the secret. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if a person comes late to shul, so the Chayyadim quotes from the Vilna Gaon, you cannot abridge it like that. You have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei and Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. The bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. So the other opinion of the Gemara, the Mishnah says the fourth bracha al HaKos on Pesach night is Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir referring to? So the one opinion is that it's Yehallelucha. The other opinion in the Gemara is it's not Yehallelucha, but rather Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. So the Rishonim comment on the Gemara, they're both good ideas, so we do both. So what exactly does that mean we say both? So some of the old Haggadahs that they reprinted, you got the same Haggadahs in the mail that I got from the orphanage home and the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael. So they printed some old, reprinted old Haggadahs that nobody follows that opinion. You actually say two brachas at the conclusion of the Hallel. Yendo hodo l'Hashem ki tov ki l'yolam chazda, hodo l'Hashem ki tov ki l'yolam chazda. Then you say Yehallelucha. You say the bracha at the end of the Hallel. Then you say the 26 psukim kili yodom chazdo. Then you say in the shmas kol chai. You say ishtabach and you say the bracha at the end of ishtabach. They say two brachas. You say the bracha of yihaluluch and then you say the bracha of ishtabach. So there was such a practice, but nobody alive today follows that opinion. They reprinted these all agadas. None of the, in recent centuries, no one has that practice. In the days of the Balei HaTos, there were some who had such a practice to say two brachas. You only say one bracha, so the question is, which bracha do you recite? As I said, this Haggadah, all of my 9 children got the same Haggadah in Broyes. This Haggadah is Nusaf Svard. People who daven Hasidim or Svardim should use this Haggadah. But Ashkenazim, who are not Hasidim, should not use this Haggadah. So there's a difference here between Nusaf Svard and Nusaf Ashkenaz. And the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say, when you have a few people by the Seder, you should make up your mind in advance which Nusach you're going to recite, and everybody should say the same Nusach. So Nusach Ashkenaz goes in order. Nusach Ashkenaz has the following practice. You complete the challah by saying, Hoda Lashem Kitav Kili Yalam Chazdai, Hoda Lashem Kitav Kili Yalam Chazdai. You say Halalucha. If you look at these sheets that they printed, number 17, so they printed this out from some Haggadah, I don't know which one. So it says there, Nusach Ashkenaz. You say Yehalucha at the conclusion of the Hallel, and you say Kimi Olam Ad Olam Atokel, and you leave out, you don't say the Bracha Melech Muhulol Batish Bachos. Then you say the end of, then you say the 26 Psukim Kili Olam Chazda. Then you say in the Shmas Kol Chai Tebruch Hashem Hashem Alkeinu, say in the Shmas Kol Chai, and then you say Yishtabach with the Bracha at the end of Yishtabach, you go in order. That is Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Svard goes backwards and forwards. Nusach Svard goes like this. You complete the Hallel with the two, you say the Pasuk twice, Chodol Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazdai, and you don't say Yehalelucha. You say the 26 Psukim, which end off Kili Olam Chazdai, and then you say the Shmas Kol Chai, you say Yishtabach, up until, and not including, the last line with the Bracha. And then you go back and you say Halalucha, which you left out before. You say Halalucha at the end. So that's Nusach Svart. As I say, this Shiloh Haggadah is a Nusach Svart Haggadah. So the Hasidim should use it, and Svartim should use it, but Ashkenazim should make up in advance to use a different Haggadah when it gets to the end. So again, in many of the Haggadahs, you'll have the conclusion of the Halal with the Bracha, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svart, whatever. And then you have a whole bunch of piyutim. Then you say Baruch Yagof, and 2 pages later, or 3 pages later. So many of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say that this is not proper. You shouldn't even be mapsik by saying Hidanei Muchan Mezuman. You should say right away Baruch Yagof. At the conclusion of the Birchas Hashir, at the conclusion of the Halal, we recite the Birchas Hashir. So we should right away say Baruch Yagof and drink the wine. If one is in the mood to say Hidanei Muchan Mezuman, you should say before he starts the whole, before he starts saying the Halal, you should say Hidanei Muchan Mezuman. You don't say in the middle of the mitzvah. It's not really right. If you look in our Mekumis that they printed out here, number 19. So they have Hidanei Muchan Mezuman, then they have the Baruch Yagofen. That is not correct. You shouldn't have Hidanei Muchan Mezuman before the Baruch Yagofen. Because the Chachamim established that the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim is in a specific form of Talmud Torah, to combine Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, to recite the few psukim from Arami Avodavi, from Mikra Bikurim, with the drushes, with the comments of the Torah Shebalpeh on each phrase of the pasuk, and that's why we recite the Birchas HaTorah in advance, number 7, Baruch Shenas and Torah Lamisol Baruch Hu, because we are fulfilling a specific form of Talmud Torah now. So that's why we mentioned number 8, Keneged Abav Banim Dibra Torah, that Limud HaTorah is for all of the Jewish children, not for the Rosha. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Rosha Omer Lekin Malach Olasapa Chukai. The Rosha has no permission to learn Torah. It's prohibited for the Rosha to learn Torah. We're not supposed to teach Torah to the Rosha unless we think that there's a chance now, all the Kirov organizations see that there's a chance if you teach Torah to a Rosha, so maybe he'll become a Baal Tshuva. It's a different story. But if the Rosha is smoking a cigar, Yom Kippur, and eating a ham sandwich, You're not supposed to give him a Gemara that he should sit and learn. One is hardcore Russia, is not interested in being Chayzer B'tshuva, has no permission to learn Torah. But the Tam and any of the Elishol are also involved in Talmud Torah. We're supposed to teach Torah to all of our children, not only those are really talented, so we should have them learn in the Kollel and become big Talmid Chachamim. And those are not so talented, so we should have them learn until they get married, okay, until they graduate college, and then they move on. But we shouldn't decide that Liman HaTorah is only for the bright children, and those who are not that bright, there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah. This is not correct. We say, Keneged HaBa'abonim Dibur Torah, the Talmud Torah is for everybody. Because the pasuk said, Babuzeh lo amarte lebesho sheish matzah mar menachem lefanecha, you can only fulfill a mitzvah if you have something to demonstrate. So that's why the Seder begins from the very outset, number two, Seder begins with holach ma'anya. We expose the broken matzah. The pasuk refers to matzah as lechem oni. So the Gemara has different levels of interpretation. The Torah Shabbat has different levels of interpretation. What does it mean, lechem oni? So one level of interpretation is that you need a prusa, an incomplete matzah. You shouldn't have a shleim, you should have a broken matzah. Madak Yishalani beprusa, the Novi Yeshaya encourages the wealthier people to give food to the poor. So if you have a big challah, so you break off a little bit of the challah, give it to the poor man. That's how the Novi Yeshaya says, Froz lo royev lachmecha. Give the hungry poor man a broken piece of the challah. So on Pesach night, the matzah is supposed to be called lechem oni, so it should be a prusa, a broken piece of matzah. Then there's another drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, lechem oni, lechem sha'onim all of dvarim harbe. Today we don't have the Korban Pesach, we don't have Morim in our Torah, so the only thing we're left with is matzah. And if you wouldn't have had the matzah, there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim. You have to say Babu Zeh, you have to demonstrate something. So we start off the Haggadah with number two, Migales HaMatzahs, we expose the matzah, you pick up the matzah and say, Holach Ma'anya, this is the matzah that we're going to fulfill the mitzvah with, and the matzah should be exposed the whole time when we say the Haggadah. The minig is that when you pick up the cup of wine, then you cover over the matzahs, just like whenever we recite Kiddush on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so we always cover over the challah, because when you're interested in eating two foods, and one is bread and one is wine, so we should really say the bracha over the bread before the wine. But when we recite Kiddush, we're going to say Ber Piyagafim before the bread. So we cover over the bread, because we should have really said the bracha of Hamotzi on the bread first, and we're not doing that. So whenever we pick up the cup of wine, so the meaning is on Pesach night, we cover over the matzahs. So when do we pick up the cup of wine? So when you recite Kiddush, you pick up the cup of wine. Then when we recite Asher Giralonu, you pick up the cup of wine, and recite Asher Giralonu. Then when you recite Birchas Hamazon Alakos, Birchas Hamazon Alakos, and you should really hold the cup of wine the whole time, Birchas Hamazon Alakos, then the Birchas Hashir, the bracha at the end of the Havel, is also a bracha Alakos. You have a lucha and nishmas kol chayin yishtabach, one should be holding the cup of wine the whole time when you recite the Birchas Hashir, because it's a bracha Alakos, it's like Kiddush and Abdullah, it's a bracha Alakos. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a Tshuvas HaRashba, that even when one recites Halel, the Gemara has an expression, Ein Amim Shira El Alayayin. When you recite Halel, it's not exactly what the Gemara means, the Gemara is talking in a different context, but the Rashba applies it here. When one recites Halel on Pesach night, you should really also pick up the cup of wine. So the many have the practice, they pick up the cup of wine at the beginning of the Halel, not just when they're up to the bracha Asher Gi'alonu. Even when they say the first two paragraphs of Halel before the bracha Asher Gi'alonu, they pick up the cup of wine the whole time. And then after Birchas HaMazon, when you recite the remaining part of the Halel, the more important part of the Halel, we also pick up the cup of wine, not only for the Birchas Hashir, for the Halelucha and the Shmas Kol Chai, but for the reciting of the Halel as well. Okay, we have explained major parts of structure of the Haggadah. There's a little bit more left, but for next Pesach. Have a good Yom Tov, everybody.